from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This cover is going to be awesome. Western New York is going to be extremely thrilled for this, and I'm so happy that, you know, they're going to feel like they get some of the respect that they deserve. And this is a city that's contributed a lot to football, and it's such a great fan base, and they deserve it a little bit, you know. And I think most importantly, they deserve a Lombardi Trophy, and that's what I'm trying to bring here, and that's, I'm going to work tirelessly until me and my teammates get that done.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'd sure like a Lombardi Trophy as well, especially from Josh Allen. This is the Nightcap. I'm Joe Cali, filling in for Zach Jones while he's away. Josh Allen, the cover athlete of Madden 24. It's crazy to say Madden 24. I mean, yes, a lot of speculation. Who could it be? Jalen Hurts had a great season last year. If he won the Super Bowl, might have been him. There's always the Mahomes homers out there. Mahomes homers throwing out there. Let's throw Patty on there one more time. You know, there's no question that could have happened. But it's our boy, Josh Allen, number 17, QB1 for the Buffalo Bills on both covers, the deluxe edition and the standard edition. And I mean, you can't really scoff at it. Like, yes, the Madden curse is something I do want to get into. I'm not going to say debunk. I don't know if I want the weight of that on me today. I kind of just want to try to disprove. I'm not going to promise that I will, but we can give it a whirl. We'll go through the history of it and whatnot. But for starters, it's the first time fans have been on the cover as well. Granted, they're fans on a set. We're not pulling from actual Bills Mafia here, unfortunately. It was all done on a sound stage or a camera stage, whatever you want to call it, studio. But you can't sit here and tell me that, yes, they are fake fans. I'll agree on that. I'm not going to try and sit here and debunk that. But how cool it is to have representation not only for our number one guy on the team that puts the team on his back in a lot of situations, but for the fans on there. I mean, Bills Mafia, it's we get a lot of respect, especially, I mean, Mike and Bulldog earlier were talking on DeMar Hamlin in that game. Within 3 hours, there was, I want to say, like, unreal, like, to his charity, which was, I want to say, $2,000 maybe at max. We were pushing into the tens and almost hundreds at that point after that happened. Yes, that's not all Bills Mafia. That's just football fans in general who were watching what was happening. But still, I mean, the recognition you're getting there as well, you cannot scoff at it. And the single cover, the normal edition, you could say, the lower price, you don't get all the bells and whistles of the deluxe edition, if you will, is just Stone Cold Josh Allen with a visor. And I don't know, when you see those pictures, you're just like, that's our quarterback, that's our guy. And I don't think, I'm going to say right now before I really kick off what I want to go into here, the Madden curse ended with Mahomes, with Brady, with others too. We'll get into that. So I don't think we have anything to worry about. I mean, I've heard that since the Bills have not won anything, right? We were round two exit last year. Really tough. Tough to look back at a season as good as it was and think that, but that's how you remember it. And a pitiful round two exit too, I must add, with the Cincinnati Bengals. But now you look back, Bills haven't won anything. And the Madden curse, it might cancel out, I've been told. It could cancel out. Could actually be good juju for the Bills. Could help. I don't know about that. I don't know about all that. But, all right, let's get into the history of the Madden curse. So, I've been playing Madden ever since I was little. Can even remember with my dad playing the NCAA games where I was on autopilot. The CPU was doing it for me. But they unfortunately discontinued the NCAA games, but they're actually coming back this coming season, which is going to be cool, along with Madden. But it's Madden 24 coming out with Josh Allen. So let's go back 20 years to 2004, Madden 04. Michael Vick, one of the most electrifying quarterbacks to play the game, right? The way he is, the way he ran, the way he threw. Electrifying. There's no question about it. It was easy for him to be the choice in 2004 to be on the cover. Like there, I don't think there were very many. Granted, I was 2 years old, but looking back, he was the clear choice. And the day after, I read this report by Bleacher Report. This is where I'm getting a lot of this from. The day after it was released, Michael Vick broke his fibula and missed 11 games that season. That's when people really started becoming curious about the Madden curse. And I mean, I guess, yes, it's a coincidence, right? I still don't believe in it to this day. It's been debunked as we get later into it, but we'll move on from that. But that's where things started. That's where things started really turning for the Madden curse. So then, Madden 2005, Madden 05. Ray Lewis, one of the most intense players in the history of the NFL. I mean, just coming at an opposing quarterback, you can only imagine what was going through their head. So, yes, it was an absolute given that he was going to be on a cover at one point in time with the seasons he was having, performances he was giving. In 2005, as the season rolled around, he broke his wrist. He only missed one game, but he had no interceptions for the first time in his career. So that one, the injury was okay, not the biggest thing on the curse. But the thing was, the interceptions really, really threw him off. And his stats in general were not comparable at all to previous seasons. They went 9-7 and missed the playoffs, the Ravens, for the first time in 4 years. And then the next season, he gets a thigh injury, which, whatever. I don't really put that with the Madden curse. I don't put that in the same category. It's not the same year. Then in 06, it's kind of starting to show a trend of, quote-unquote, misfortune, curse, whatever you want to call it. Or just bad luck. I feel like that's probably a better way to put it. An unfortunate coincidence, I think, is the way it should be put. Curse is a little too much for me. But 2006, Donovan McNabb. One of the top quarterbacks in the league in his prime, led the Eagles to the playoffs multiple seasons. He's picked in Madden 06. There was, again, no brainer. He was the one. First game of the season, hobbled off the field with a hernia. Missed 7 games. And then had his feud with Terrell Owens. So, I mean, yes, bad blood getting thrown into the Madden curse as well. McNabb had been a five-time Pro Bowler prior to that season. He had not made one Pro Bowl since that cover. So now this is where, you know, Michael Vick was where people could start getting curious. This is where the Madden curse became, like, established at that point in time. So we moved on to 2007. Sean Alexander. He had a monster season in 2005. He broke the records for touchdowns in a single season. And he was in line to be the next great running back in the league. And he was an easy pick for 2007 Madden 07. But during the season, he fractures his foot and missed 6 games. And then soon after the injury, he was out of the league with his production on a decline. So, unfortunately, year on the cover, breaks his foot. Okay. Then his production ceases to exist, and he's out of the league. So that's 2007, okay? 2007. We're not even 10 years into this curse yet, and it's already a curse. 2008, we have Vince Young. Vince Young was the poster child for college football. And he started off with a solid, promising career in the NFL. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Pro Bowler in his first season, fastest rising star in the NFL, and was chosen as the cover boy in Madden 08, which makes total sense. Nothing to really think too hard about there. But during the season, he injures his quad, hindered his scrambling ability, and missed one game that season. And that was it. I mean, his curse was not nearly as bad. He ended up getting released from the Titans and is now was a backup for the Eagles. So I guess curse, right? But then you got 09, Brett Favre. Brett Favre, easy pick. He was great for Green Bay. Great. He feuded with the Packers in 2008. Contemplated retiring and was traded to the Jets. So he's on the title card as a Jet. And Favre, you know, soon to be retired, the curse thought he could break it. But Favre didn't retire and played with an injured bicep down to the stretch, losing 4 of the last 5 games. So his season didn't really end where it wanted to in New York. That's the curse. So as you can see, it's not like a, I don't know what the proper word even for it is. It's just I'm going to stick with it. Unfortunate coincidence. He was already on the way out of the league anyway. His production was down. Aaron Rodgers was taking a spot, similar to what happened to Rodgers. He's a Jet now. We'll see how the repeat of Brett Favre goes with that one. But then you've got 2010, Troy Polamalu and Larry Fitzgerald. I think it was the first. This is the first dual cover, I want to say. First dual cover. In the, you know, Polamalu only played in 5 games that season because of numerous knee injuries, and the Steelers did not make the playoffs after winning the Super Bowl. So, okay, a little bit of a curse for Polamalu there. And Fitzgerald was not affected in the regular season by the so-called curse. He selected to the Pro Bowl. And when the playoffs rolled around, though, he unfortunately suffered a rib injury that kept him out of the postseason. The curse did a little bit of damage to both players on that cover. So, okay. All right. There is a little bit of a connection here from year to year. Drew Brees in 2011. Brees threw for more than 4,000 yards, led his Saints into the playoffs, and did not suffer an injury in 2011, Madden 11. So, New Orleans was the biggest favorite in playoff history against the Seahawks and lost. So, no injury to Brees, no personal issues by any means, but you're one of the biggest favorites in playoff history, and you choke. So, that's another thing, the Madden curse right there. Then it's just kind of okay, like it doesn't really happen. It's just kind of debunked. You can go through, I guess, But once you hit, what do I want to say here? I'm trying to think what Madden really turned it around. Richard Sherman was on Madden 15. Madden 14? Let's see who was on Madden 14. It was Madden 25. Sorry, Madden 25. Yeah, because then we got to Richard Sherman on Madden 15. And that's where things really started to turn. I mean, Richard Sherman didn't really have a tough season. OBJ, his catch was on Madden 16. That you can argue. That's when he started really, you know, I think he got injured. I'm not 100% positive. But then you've got 17, Gronkowski, I want to say, or Brady, Gronkowski. Madden 17 was Gronkowski. He had a good season still with the Patriots. Debunked the curse. 18 was Brady. That one you could say, I guess, because I guess the curse was kind of there because of the Super Bowl and whatnot. And that's when the Eagles and Nick Foles defeated the Patriots 41-33. So, yes, I can see that, you know, Tom Brady being on the cover. It wasn't a good look that year, but they made it to the Super Bowl. So that's not a curse for me. Yes, it was a backup quarterback who beat them, but still, very good Eagles team that year. And Wentz got him to the door, and Foles took him all the way. And then you've got Madden 19, Antonio Brown. Okay, that's, I believe, yes, Antonio Brown. That's where the curse came back. That kind of refueled it. That's when his career kind of took a downturn, and he was gone. Then you have Madden 21, or Madden 20, and it was Patrick Mahomes. And I believe that was a good year for Mahomes. I'm trying to remember all these years. Jeez, going all the way back to 2004. Yeah, it's when they beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl 31-20. Curse broken, right there. No more. Can't talk about it. Cover athlete on Madden, went to the Super Bowl and won. And he was very young at that point. Madden 21, Lamar Jackson. Didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Was an MVP. He did sustain an injury, I want to say. I want to say that was the year the Bills went to the AFC Championship, if I'm thinking correctly here, when we beat them in the divisional round. But still, made it to the playoffs, had a decent season. Like he was highly touted after that first season and did all right. Again, a little bit of a downturn from the season before. But nothing crazy. Nothing you're going to write home about saying his career was tanked. He's still playing today at a very high level. So that's that. Madden 22, Mahomes and Brady. That's another dual athlete cover. And I think, yeah, neither of the teams made it to the Super Bowl that year. It was off of Brady's Super Bowl win. But still, I mean, that was the Bengals-Rams Super Bowl, 23-20. Good game, close game. But still, neither of those guys, they made it deep into the playoffs, both of them, Brady and Mahomes. So you can't really... That was a tough year for the Bills, that divisional round, the greatest game ever played. Madden 23, who was on Madden 23? Got to double check on that one. It's changed a couple times. Oh, it was John Madden. Yes, following his passing, John Madden was the cover of Madden 23. So since Mahomes has won the Super Bowl with Madden 20, it's been debunked. Like, there's no question about it. You cannot sit here and tell me that, oh, Josh Allen's going to have a tough year because he's on the cover of Madden. No, he's on both covers. And as you heard him say in that little clip in the beginning, he was all for having Bills Mafia in there represented. Like, it means a lot. It's... Show up in the Bulldog earlier, we're talking about what it means representation-wise to be on the cover of Madden versus, like, the Super Bowl, right? Like, where does it rank among honors you can receive in the NFL? I got to say, Josh Allen tweeted out earlier today, it's been a dream since he was a little kid. I feel like you cannot just kind of write it off as, like, oh, it's a video game cover. I don't know. I've been playing that game ever since I was a little kid. you know, playing as yourself is one thing, but owning a copy of it with you on it, I mean, that could be unimaginable for someone who's been a fan of the game, fan of the game of football in general, since they were little. So yes, Madden Curse, to wrap up this little spiel, Madden Curse is no more. Don't have to worry about it. Let's just celebrate the representation our quarterback's getting and our fandom is getting, because, you know, the media, I guess, is not as high on the Bills as they were last season. Last year was the year. This year, though, arguably, the offensive line's better. Our offense might be better with Dorsey having a year in the door and a little more, you know, he's got game day knowledge that he didn't have last year as an OC. Yes, he had it as a quarterback's coach, but it's all different when you're up in the booth making the calls yourself. McDermott's calling defense. He's been a little more aggressive on defense in his history, if you could tell, than Frazier. So I think there's a lot to look forward to this coming season. And I don't think it's going to be dampened by the Madden curse. I mean, whatever. It's been all over Twitter today, the Madden curse coming back for Buffalo. And people in comments, I mean, Shopin the Bulldog had a commenter or a caller earlier today talking about comments on social media posts. I'm with them on this. I recommend not even delving into them. Like, please don't. Do not. It's a waste of your time, because 90% of them are bots and the other 10% are Miami fans just tanking on the Bills. So you don't want to do it. And that's no disrespect to any fandom in the NFL. I think it's amazing, the camaraderie, the rivalry, everything. And like I said last night, how excited I am for the AFC East and how competitive that's going to be. It's going to be an exciting year for the Bills and for every team in the AFC, not even the AFC East. There are probably 5-6 teams at the top that could just grab a chance and go to the Super Bowl. Like, you've got Miami, the Chargers, the Jets, Ravens, Bills, Bengals, and Chiefs. Seven teams. And Jacksonville, I'll even throw Jacksonville in there for 8, because Jacksonville's a good winner of their division. You can kind of guarantee that every year with the way they've been playing with Doug Peterson. For the time being, you could say. And you've got 8 teams with the possibility of making a run to the Super Bowl. It's just, it's very exciting. Very exciting to see and watch and just listen. Listen to on the radio, on podcasts, just everyone. Everyone's got the same feeling right now. Whether they're kind of dogging on certain teams, whether they are really hyping up teams, everyone's excited for this season coming up. And we're getting close to training camp now. We're already in OTAs. Soft season flew by. Schedule's out. And it's go time. We'll talk more about the AFC rankings and whatnot as we progress, and what teams are going to go the distance, I think. But as of right now, we're going to take a quick time out. You're listening to The Nightcap on WGR. I'm Joe Cali. Welcome back to The Nightcap. I'm Joe Cali, filling in for Zach Jones while he's away. Just on a little congratulatory note to really start it off, this next little segment here. Congratulations to Dane Smith. Got engaged earlier today, 4 hours ago. Just saw it on the NLL Bandits Twitter. Championship. Champion NLL Bandits. Got a good ring to it. Got a nice ring to it. Let's go with the Bandits for a little bit. Why don't we? I mean, a team in Buffalo winning a championship, out of the ordinary. I know this is kind of older news, but their parade also, or celebration, coming up Thursday, June 15th. So that'll be a blast. But it's starting, like I said yesterday, it's going to start the dominoes. It's going to knock it over. So the Bills and Sabres are the next two to fall. And they will, maybe. I'm not going to sit here and guarantee that as much as I would love to see it. They should, most indefinitely, they should. But let's jump back now to some, you know, AFC stuff, AFC news. Oh, also Leo Messi coming to the MLS. That's huge. That's huge. One of the most sought after free agents, if you will. I'm not the biggest MLS guy. I don't know the terminology. In soccer, national soccer, or professional soccer history, professional football. It's insane that he's coming to the United States and he's going to be part owner. Like, that could be really amazing for the sport. And I mean, I finished Ted Lasso. I don't know if anyone out there else has. Great show. Really introduced me to the sport of football. Not American football, but football. And it's become more and more interesting. I mean, they put him in the new FIFA game. Speaking of cover athletes, they put AFC Richmond, the team that Jason Sudeikis' character, Ted Lasso, coaches, is in the new FIFA game. FIFA 23, not the new one, but the most recent one. Downloaded that, started a AFC Richmond franchise last night, so that'll be interesting. But it's amazing because, you know, like, Ronaldo could come over here, buy part of a team. Then they have that could be huge for the game of football, soccer in the United States, because it is not the juggernaut that it is overseas. It is not. Like, if that's what American football is to us, that's what soccer or football is to them. So that could be amazing. I just had to throw that in there. Leo Messi starting a trend that hopefully continues. Going to Miami. Miami, that's amazing. Anyway, AFC quarterbacks, AFC teams ranked. Yesterday on Show Up in the Bulldog, we did reverse AFC power rankings. Raiders at the bottom, 16. Next, Texans, 15. 14, Tennessee. 13, New England. 12, the Colts. 11, Broncos. 10, Pittsburgh. 9, Cleveland. 8, Jacksonville. 7, Miami. 6, Chargers. 5, Jets. 4, Ravens. 3, Bills. 2, Bengals, 1, Chiefs. Again, Bills being number 3. Not a talk between Allen and Burrow. Bengals, unfortunately, have been to a Super Bowl in the past decade. So, that kind of that might separate them. Last year, they beat us. They would have beaten us twice. They beat us once, officially, in the playoffs. Other game got canceled because of the unfortunate events that occurred with DeMar Hamlin. But right away, that game, I had a bad feeling in the 5 minutes that were played that it wasn't going to end well. But you can't. I think the Jets go. It's 3-2-1 Bills, Bengals, Chiefs. There's no way. The Chiefs are on top. They just won another Super Bowl. Mahomes has two. Allen has zero. Burrow has zero. Lamar has zero. Rodgers has one. The Chargers, none. Well, Justin Herbert, none, I should say, being more specific. And he might break out this year. I think he's the closest thing to Josh Allen. I forget who it was. Someone had a scouting report on him and said he hasn't seen a ball explode out of someone's hand like that since Josh Allen. So, and, you know, a little personal connection there. Brother's a Chargers fan, so I got a kind of secondary team. If the Bills don't make it, I got to push for them. You know, I don't want anyone in the AFC other than them going. It seems like a nice team. Herbert's a stand-up guy, stand-up quarterback. I'm all for it. But and the best schedule release videos in the NFL, the anime ones, they're fantastic. So Chargers guy, second team, definitely. But yeah, you can't really once you get past Jacksonville at 8. You got Cleveland. Might get DeAndre Hopkins. That's where that rumor's been going. But now Tennessee's in the mix for that, so we don't know. He's flying out there. He's just traveling there, probably to see what's going on there and whatnot. You know, and then you got the Broncos. Okay. Yes, that could be different. Broncos at 11 total. Pittsburgh, explanatory at 10. Kenny Pickett, second year. Rebuilding that team, since Roethlisberger's left and a lot of their key starters have left. But yeah, Broncos at 11. Just because you have Sean, you cannot You only wish to be in Sean Payton's spot if you're an NFL coach, okay? If you lose, it's Wilson's fault. This was mentioned yesterday. If you lose, it's Wilson's fault, Russell's fault. If you win, it's all on you. It's fantastic. That was a thought yesterday, and that was it's a fantastic point, because any coach would be floored by the opportunity to be in that position. You know, it's just you can't lose. You can't lose. So the Broncos, just because you have Sean Payton doesn't mean you're going to do well. I do think they might surprise. I don't know. We shall see. After that, the Colts, kind of self-explanatory. They're just kind of there, I guess. Anthony Richardson can throw a ball into a net. It's fantastic. In the training videos, you know, it's. But then again, Rich Eisen calls him the second coming of the Bionic Man, and you know who the Bionic Man is? He's on the Madden 24 cover this year. Josh Allen. He can do it all. We'll see. He broke the vertical record. I know that. He did a couple other things. Might have broken another one. He was a good prospect. I'm surprised he didn't go higher in the draft. I'm surprised Levis didn't go higher, but that's another thing. After the Colts at 13, he got New England. Self-explanatory. As I said yesterday, editing videos so Mac looks like he's throwing dimes. The wind must have been going 50 miles an hour to gust the ball as far as it did. It was tweeted last Saturday on the WGR Twitter account. Is this edited? I think the consensus ended up being absolutely it is. There was no way it was real. No way it was real. The ball was on a completely different angle, and the camera was too. Someone commented shaky camera work. I just can't get behind that. We'll have to go through it tomorrow. Maybe I'll pull up a clip and whatnot, and we'll break it down. See if any other reactions are going on out there. But okay, you got Mac Jones and a new offensive coordinator. Okay, we'll have to see how that ends up being. But whatever. Tennessee 14. You have Levis. I don't think he's near ready to play week one. You also have Malik Willis, who the only memory I personally have of him is when he came in and the Bills were up 41-7. Yeah, 41-7 against the Titans in primetime. I'm sitting front and center at that game. One of the best games I've ever witnessed in person. Just laid back, stress-free. Predicted 45-7 on my podcast, the Buffalonian podcast. Almost got lucky with that one. It was very close. Very close. But unfortunately, that didn't end up working out by four. I needed two safeties. Two safeties would have gotten me there. But Tennessee at 14. They have Tannehill, Willis, and Levis. And Vrabel's a good coach. I have no doubt in my mind that he'll be able to figure something out. There's no question. But, you know, they were talking about a show up in the Bulldog earlier today. Vrabel and his stance on rebuilding the Titans. But after the Titans, we have the Texans. D-Hop might be going there, too. There's a wide open pool of where D-Hop could go. Go back to Texans? Okay. I don't know if they still have General Mills, Davis Mills. I think they might. I'm not positive. We have their backup, Kyle Allen, which I think was a good signing for a backup quarterback. He's got good chemistry with Josh Allen. They've trained together in the offseason before. You know, it's tough because you think back a couple of years ago, Bills Titans wild card. I remember as Hauschka tied the game, it was all just, you know, it was started out in the Bills' favor, such in the Bills' favor, with Allen hurtling into the end zone. I think John Brown threw a touchdown pass. I think that's who it was. And then all of a sudden, it was not going our way in the second half, and it came down to tying the game, and then we lost it. So, unfortunately, that was the end of Josh Allen's sophomore season, I believe. Sophomore season. He's been around. He's 27. Wow. 2018, he was drafted. That's crazy how long it's been. Feels like just yesterday he was getting drafted. Anyway, last team on the list, the Raiders. Okay, pretty self-explanatory here. Josh McDaniel failed in Denver. Good offensive coordinator in New England. Had the Patriots actually cooking in Mac's rookie year. There's no question. Goes to another head coaching spot. And the Raiders are subpar. Derek Carr is benched. What? What? I don't get it. Now he's playing for the Saints. We'll go through NFC another day this week. But, yeah, I don't think McDaniel's the answer there. I think they're going to learn that pretty quick. Garoppolo didn't pass his physical. He might have recently. I'm not sure. I don't doubt he can play. He did it last year. I think it has something to do with his injury from last year and the fact that he didn't pass the physical. But that's not a huge deal. But yeah, the AFC is loaded up in the top eight, and then you just kind of fall off going towards the bottom nine. Yes, they have a shot, absolutely, if they got the right pieces in order and fix things that they needed to fix. Like, we're talking like Doug Marrone Bills. Like that's what we're looking back on at the bottom tier of the AFC right now. You need a Rex Ryan to come in and start changing things. Then you got to get a Sean McDermott to change the culture completely. But still, AFC's tight. It's locked. You don't know. Any given Sunday, I love to say that. That's my favorite saying. Any given Sunday. A couple years ago, the Jaguars beat us. I want to say 9-6. I want to say that's correct. Such an odd score. With Urban Meyer as their coach, losing nearly most of the games that season and somehow beat one of the top five Super Bowl favorite teams in the Bills. Out of nowhere. Any given Sunday. Any given Sunday. It could happen at any time. You know, you play the Raiders next year, or the Texans. Let's say the Texans with General Mills, Davis Mills. All of a sudden, they throw up 30 points on you, and you're like, what happened? It could happen. Nothing is out of the question in the NFL. There's absolutely nothing that's out of the question. But a lot can depend on where DeAndre Hopkins ends up. The money is tough with the Bills and the Chiefs. The money is tough with the Bills and the Chiefs. And you don't know. It could go anyway. But for now, we're going to hold off on that. I'm going to take a quick break. Take a little break here. We'll be right back with some more of the Nightcap. I'm Joe Cali. You're listening to WGR. Welcome back to the Nightcap. Again, I'm not Zach Jones. My name is Joe Cali. I'm filling in for Zach Jones while he's away. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Last little bit here. Yesterday ended out with some odds, some betting odds and whatnot, just to kind of throw it in there, I guess. So I mentioned DeAndre Hopkins before going to break there for the last little minute. It's been rumor mill swirls all over the place. Every team in the NFL is somehow linked to DeAndre Hopkins at this point. So it's not out of the question for the Bills, not even close. Brandon Bean even says he's still interested in it if it could happen. He might have to do what Leonard Floyd did and take less money because of the way the Bills are dealing with their cap right now. But they've made a couple late splashes on defense. I'd like to see Hopkins come in the offense or someone. Have another wide receiver out there. Just another guy. And whether or not it's Hopkins, Hopkins and Diggs would be deadly, a deadly combination. Anyone, though. Diggs, Davis, who else? I think Shakir should have another shot. I really do. He's only played one season and was barely utilized. Dalton Kincaid, he's basically a slot receiver. He's Beasley but big. Big Beasley. That's what you could call him. He's already doing great in training camp, or OTAs, sorry. And then you got Dawson Knox, who they're probably going to use in some sets with Kincaid, some tight end attacks, and they're going to use him in the receiving game a little bit more. And we also have Quentin Morris, who caught a couple touchdowns for us last year. But anyway, back to DeAndre Hopkins. Right now, multiple teams, it was the Bills and Chiefs right away. He's done a lot of these videos for social media where he's seemingly just kind of like all in for the Bills, right? They asked him, do the face, because you can't say, do the face on a team you'd like to go to. They said the Bills, and he like smiled and smirked at the camera. Then the Patriots, and he like kind of like smug look. It's just, I think it's a lot of smoke. We're blowing a lot of smoke in it. So the Cleveland Browns are the current favorite to land DeAndre Hopkins. They're plus 100, right at the top. Surprisingly enough, even with the cap situation, the Bills are still number two. Plus 300, not very far off. Then following, the Chiefs are right there with the Bills, plus 400. Then we go crazy. Then it falls. We've got the New England Patriots at plus 1,000. And the Houston Texans plus 1,000, so they're neck and neck. The Dallas Cowboys plus 1,200. The Baltimore Ravens plus 1,200. And the Detroit Lions plus 1,800. Now, the Titans have come into the picture, so we don't know where those stats are going to end up, how it's going to shake this list up. But it's an awful lot going on with DeAndre Hopkins. It's kind of like, it's like when J.J. Watt was a free agent. We thought he was coming to Buffalo. He wanted the championship, right? No, he goes to the Cardinals. Okay. It's that same kind of feel where there's just a lot of smoke being blown everywhere about it. And you don't know where it's going to go. Could go anywhere. Would I love to have him on the Bills? Absolutely. Him and Diggs have also joked about it on Twitter. Social media. Fist bump emojis. Retweeting each other's stuff. Like, there's clear want. The question is, can they compromise to get a deal done? Because, you know, he's a top talent in the NFL. And he wants his money. He's going to have to compromise if he wants to play on the Buffalo Bills. And unfortunately, you know, that's just what's going to have to happen. And the Chiefs. He's going to have to compromise. So, I don't know. It will be interesting. I think we should know pretty soon, I feel like. But, it could go anyway. I'm hoping it's with the Bills. But also, I'm not betting. I'm not going to bet on it. This has been the Nightcap. Thank you for listening. Joe Cali filling in for Zach Jones. You are listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.